You beautiful people, welcome to season 2 of the Sustainability Podcast. This is Pratiksha and here is my co-host Prateek. We welcome to the Sustainability 101 Podcast. The Sustainability 101 Podcast is here to help you explore both the joy and the benefits of sustainable living. The podcast highlights how the youth is interested to take initiatives for bringing about the sustainability revolution with information and insights from the world's most inspiring changemaker.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. After wrapping our season 1, we were happy to see the response we received. Your heartwarming feedback motivated us to go on with the sustainability initiative. And here we are, back with our season 2.
Quick fact, have you ever wondered where we make these wonderful podcast episodes for you? We use an app called Anchor. It is your go-to app to make hustle-free and informative podcasts. Yeah, so driving straight to business, Prateek, tell everyone what are we up to for this new season?
Well, this season is going to be power-packed with people who have done exceptional work in the field of environment and sustainability. Their journeys, their experiences, and last but not the least, it will introduce you to the new concepts in sustainability.
I'm very excited for today's guest. His work happens to be a living inspiration for youth like us. Please join us in welcoming our first speaker of the season, an engineer who turned into environmentalist, Mr. Bhushan Patil.
Ta-da! To tell you more about him, Bhushan is a sustainability professional with 3 years of experience in assessing and supporting programs across the domain of WASH, health, livelihood, climate change, gender, and social inclusion. In this short span, he has also worked with clientele ranging from grassroots organizations, INGOs, foundations, multilaterals, and government agencies to synthesize evidence to inform effective policy and decision making.
Currently, he is working as an associate with the business consulting team of IntelCap. IntelCap is an advisory arm of Avishkar Group working towards creating and nurturing a sustainable and equitable society. Prior to this, he was working as senior research analyst with RTI International India, working on a 5-year-long project funded by Australian Aid.
Interestingly, he has started his professional journey with a rural empowerment organization named Swadesh Foundation, spending time in rural areas of Western Maharashtra. He is a mechanical engineer with a postgraduate diploma in environment management from Indian Institute of Forest Management, Bhopal, and another postgraduate diploma in the urban environmental management and a law from National Law University, Delhi.
We welcome you to our humble podcast, Sustainability 101.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for your adorable introduction and warm welcome, guys. Really delighted to be part of this exciting podcast.
Well, we are glad Thank to you. Have you, Bhushan. Yes, guys. So here we are. First things first, a mechanical engineer turned into an environmentalist. Why did you choose to work in the field of environment and sustainability? Can you shed some light on it?
Yes, great question, Prateek. But instead of answering why, I would say why not. I feel it's a need of an hour. Honestly speaking, I'm not going to say that I was interested in this field right from my childhood, but definitely early years of my life, which I spent in boarding schools of Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalaya, situated in foothills and very close to Pench Reserve, where has contributed a lot to this journey. For those people who don't know what JNVs are, these are actually residential co-educational schools run by MHRD, predominantly for students from rural India. For me, it was a evolving journey, I would say, and it still is. So I developed my interest in this field majorly during my graduation days, where we actually, were actually transforming from Millennium Development Goals to Sustainable Development Goals. And I guess that was the first time during my mechanical engineer, I developed my interest in this field. And I personally feel your background doesn't matter. So if you are coming from a mechanical engineer or from an arts background, it hardly matters. And we actually need people from all across the domains to work towards a better environment and fight this climate change fight. Yeah,
absolutely right. You are really saying something which is really making sense. Next question. Any specific incident you remember which made you make this sudden shift?
So Pratiksha, as I said, it was a slow transition for me, so it will be really difficult to track it back to one particular incident. But I remember the first time I gave it a serious thought, and I guess it was during the third year of my mechanical engineering. I was on a summer break at my RG's place, and coming from a farming background of Maharashtra, I still remember the conversation these people used to have regarding low productivity of agricultural land, changing rainfall pattern, and like really high labor cost. So I guess that was a particular time where I felt there is a sense of urgency to do something about it. And I guess this particular incident eventually made me select my final year projects also in the domain of agriculture. So just to tell you more about it, I, along with few of my very close friend, we guys fabricated a working prototype for a solar powered seed sowing machine. So this particular device is actually used in a farming lands where it can reduce the cost for a farmer, the particularly labor cost, up to 23%. And a top up on this particular one is that solar powered batteries. So this solar power batteries actually also used to help farmers with a very limited reach of electricity. So this was an added advantage. So, coming back to the particular incident. So I believe during this particular project, which we did, we did reach out to local government stakeholders to share more information about this. We did publish international papers into journals also. But you know what actually touched my heart and what made me make this particular decision was seeing those joy and sparkle in the eye of my RG and like few of our friends. So I was showing them this prototype in their farming lands, and the sparkle which I show like I saw in their eyes, that was so satisfying that at that point in time, I guess I decided that I would love to work for delivering these small packets of happiness. And although this journey started in an agriculture field and the domain of renewable energy, but I guess this was incidents which made me explore more domains in sustainable development and climate change. I guess that was it. And I guess I never looked back since then.
Wow, this sounds really exciting, right?
Yeah.
I can see like where the inspiration has come from. And I'm sure like your parents and your Aji are like so proud of you now at this moment. And I also feel that like many of our listeners would relate to this story because they always like, you know, these kind of big acts like are inspired from very, very small things which happen in the life, and you introspect upon it and you really make a fortune out of it. So I feel that's really amazing what you did there. So coming back to our questions, like, can you tell us more the path you chose and how you became a green manager?
Right. So the first step, I would say, in taking up this particular path was opting out of my regular placement from my engineering college and deciding at that point in time that I would like to pursue further the domain of environment management. So just to start with, I did some secondary research and identifying a particular course and what I want to do. So I appeared CAD and instead of applying for mainstream MBA colleges, I applied for a course in an environment management, and that's only one and only autonomous institute run by Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. So this institute, IIFM, situated in Bhopal, was the one which I chose. And since then, I feel that was the place to be, and I couldn't think of an alternative to it right now. So I would say I owe a large part of whatever I have achieved to this particular institute, IIFM. And believe me, guys, when I say this, 2 years of long journey was so enriching in every sense. It made me a good professional by imparting right skills and attitude. It also made me an individual level of very, very better person, I would say. Like number of field visit, community engagement, that actually transformed me into a ethically and socially responsible individual, I would say.
Yeah, but... Okay, yeah. But One question I have, that don't you think it was a risk at that time for you when you appeared, like for like not for CAT MBA, or you applied for environmental management course?
Right. So I also had many questions at that point in time, honestly, Pratiksha, whether this move will work out or not. Many of my friends were getting such a good packages from the engineering colleges and they were getting placed into the jobs. But somewhere, I guess, that drive or that that eureka moment you always have in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you have to do this. You have to pursue this. And one life you have got, and you need to follow your dreams, maybe. And I guess that was the time I was so high on energy and I was so determined about this, I made this particular decision. So,
amazing.
I guess that was the background of taking this decision, and like while studying in this college, like, so it has a very elaborate, I would say, pedagogy of teaching this particular institute. And the various subjects which I learned there, climate change, sustainability, corporate environment management, environment law and policy, GIS, advanced data analytics, impact assessment, and this all has contributed in me, like, evolving and expanding my horizon of thought. So, I guess that was the contribution from the institute. And best part about this institute was this learning process was never limited into the classroom. So this is a very beautiful campus spread across 320 acres, I would say. And like whatever activity was happening there, business conclave, fun event, cultural program, and the short nature expedition which we used to do, like it had a lot to offer. And I guess I did leverage it to an extent possible. So,
yeah, amazing.
That's fantastic.
That's when you mentioned your friends were getting a big packages like 10 lakh CTC or something like that. And that's why I feel that's why it said, friends, the biggest risk is not taking any risk, and you truly are an inspiration, Bhushan. So hats off to you.
And I'm sure like you knew what you wanted to do right from like when you entered this institution, and you know what path you want to choose and where you see yourself in the next coming 5 to 10 years. And I'm sure like you are there at that path, and there's no like, you know, turning back, and you are going to embark this journey and continue to inspire others as well. Speaking of inspiration, I would like to, like, this is just a general question, but for people out there, these kind of questions really inspire the audiences. So I would like to ask you, like, what will be that one key learning that these 2 years of IIFM has taught you?
Oh my God, this is a really difficult question. I would say, it's really difficult to pick one particular learning out of so many. I will still give it a try.
Yeah.
Let me think. Maybe I would say one thing I really learned about this sector of development or sustainability, if you say, that all of this problem we are facing currently, be it climate change or be it in context between economic versus environment, all of these problems are really wicked problem. And when I say wicked problem, like, we can't solve all these problems in silos. If you see, there is no absolute wrong or right. We can't say that government should not build road or government should not cut the trees in a particular way. We have to consider perspective of all the affected and as well as influencing stakeholder. So in short, if I have to summarize it, we need to make that balance between environment, social and economic parameter. All of these parameters should go hand in hand. And I guess that's what our sustainable development goals are also trying to achieve, right? So there are 17 different goals, which is trying to make this balance across the world, I would say. So this was one particular learning, I would say.
Amazing.
Now we have experienced your journey and we have got to know you more as a person, and we are really, like, you know, inspired by your story. So let's get to some of the fun part. Let's break the ice.
Okay.
Or something. So Pratiksha, let's play a game. So the game is this or that, wherein I'll give you two options, Bhushan. So tell me, like, what would you prefer? So I'll just give an example to you. So Pratiksha, I'm going to ask you a question. So it's like, Pratiksha, would you rather always say everything which is on your mind or never speak at all?
I think I'll go with everything on my mind because I can't keep calm.
Okay.
Okay, now I'll ask Bhushan. Would you rather make a phone call or send a text?
I would definitely go for a phone call, and I love to have a long discussions over a phone call. So definitely.
Yeah, I love those kind of deep discussions, and when you click with.
Open up.
So there are days, I and my friends we discuss some topic. It's on a very random basis, I would say. So while we were discussing something, so yesterday only it happened to me. I was having this phone call with one of my really good friend from IIFM at 11 o'clock in the night. And suddenly from somewhere this topic of gender and social inclusion came up, right? And we didn't realize for next two and a half hour we were just discussing how this patriarchal society is kind of pushing this gender and male and female gap is increasing day by day. And it really went on till 1:30 in the night. So I love having those.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yes, we got your answers. That's amazing. Would you rather read an awesome book or watch a good movie, Bhushan? What is your choice?
I would go for reading an awesome book. I'm not a very big fan of movie. I watch very selected movies, which is also referred to me by so many of my friends. So reading a book is a kind of individual I am. Yeah.
Good. I'm not that kind of person, but yeah. Would you rather be the most popular person at work or school or the smartest one?
So I guess I would prefer to be the smartest one, and me being the smartest one would take care of the first option, being the popular one. I guess smartest kid are the most popular one.
That's true.
Clever answer.
Last question, it is, would you rather experience the beginning of the planet Earth or the end of planet Earth?
This is my favorite question.
Definitely beginning of the planet. I really wanted to see how it was before any of us, any of other animals were on this planet. How was it? I would really like to experience that moment.
Okay, let me ask Pratik, would you rather experience the beginning of planet Earth or end of planet Earth?
For me, since I don't know, it depends upon me. I mean, it varies from person to person. Since we have already studied about the beginning, I am pretty much leaning on to the side where I'll get to experience the end of the planet Earth. I'm not sure, but yeah, it'll be fun to experience.
Pratik, environmentalists like me, Pratiksha, we won't let that happen. End of this particular Earth.
That's true. I
am like Bhushan only. I love to see all the natural things are growing and doing, not the end of planet Earth. I have seen Endgame and I don't want to.
By end here I mean they show in movies, right? Some natural calamity happens and everyone is surviving. So it's the survival part which is making me lean towards the end of the planet Earth.
So one more thing, I think let me ask you this question. Who are your idol and anyone you follow religiously?
Honestly speaking, guys, I really don't have an idol. So there are different people who I like to follow in different domains, I would say. But I guess it's always the competition or the inspiration, it's from within. So for me, it's always me who inspire myself to do. Yeah, exactly. So it might sound really self-obsessed kind of a personality, but I don't want to just lie and take few names here. So no such idols, I would say.
Wow, this is good. This is completely a different perspective, which I have heard. And usually people stick to the age-old routine, you should have an idol you should try to be someone else. So I feel like it's better to be yourself and stick to where you see yourself from the next, in the coming five to 10 years.
Right, right. And also, I guess it's also about the journey. So every individual had their own journey, right? So at this point in time, if you say APJ Abdul Kalam, and people say Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar, there are multiple people which people consider idol itself, right? But they have taken their own journey, right? And we are taking our own journey. So we should carve out our path. There is no point in following or I'm not saying copying, but then those times were different. We are living in a different time. We have different set of rules, different variables around us. So I guess we need to consider all of this while identifying that idol part. Ideal.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in short, it's like exploring and making your own path and embarking that journey.
Right, 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 right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's really amazing. Yeah, I'm very inspired by this, you know, answer. And really, you do you is that, that's great.
So Bhushan, like, what's the one thing you wish, like, you had known when you began your career? Like, every, like, you know, individual has something like, like they regret or something like that. I should have known this earlier, then I would have been far more better or something like that. So what's that one thing, like, which you think you should have known?
Yeah, so I would say, like, very certainly, it's the importance of professional learning. And believe me, guys, it can do wonders for you. Matlab, firstly, this world is a very small circle of people, I would say, and specifically if you are working in the domain of environment and sustainability, it's even more smaller world. So you get to meet the same people again and again. So these are the same set of people working in this particular domain for one this noble cause, and it's very important for all of us to connect to each other. So this is one particular thing I guess I learned with time, but it would have been really nice if I knew how to, like, this, the importance, like, of professional networking. So,
actually, I got you, and that's how I met my professional networking start.
I really appreciate Pratiksha for that. So one sudden day, she reached out to me on LinkedIn and asked me a few questions about the career in sustainability domain. And I felt it really nice. Matlab, it's good to reach out to people if you don't know something, like, there is no harm in asking, right? So I really appreciate that part. And that's how we are also good friends now. Matlab, so.
Yeah. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for coming my podcast show, on my podcast show.
Always.
So this is a main, I think this is the next question is really important for me, for a student who are from sustainable background, who are like studying in colleges. So what is that one piece of advice you had give other sustainability professional that might help them in their career?
Right. So Pratiksha, as I mentioned, like, just now, learning from my personal experience, I would say network as much as you can.
Okay.
Reach out, ask question, like, don't shy away, whether like whatever kind of question is that, don't shy away from sharing your opinion, because believe me, it do matters. And like, as we all strive to achieve those Agenda 2030, those 17 SDGs, the most important part in all those SDGs, which I personally feel, is SDG 17, like Partnership for Sustainable Development. And that can only happen when we reach out, we network. Because believe me, it's very critical to make this world a better place.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing.
I feel like that that particular SDG is so important because it is the one which binds the 16 SDGs and the 17 one is surely, like, you know, it's on the driver's seat, like, it's this SDG is gonna drive those mission 2030.
Yes, amazing.
And what this question might be, like, you know, like, very common for you, but I would still like to ask that, like, you know, people are doing their jobs and stuff, but they don't tend to, like, you know, enjoy it. And they always feel like, you know, get bored of it or something like that. And people lack those motivation in their careers and stuff. And as a result of which, they don't end up doing that great, which they planned initially. So what about you? Like, what is your motivation that which keeps you working for the sustainability sector?
Right. So I guess I like to keep it very simple. So For me, it's just the three things I would say. First one, desire to deliver those happiness, which I talked about in the beginning, delivering those small packets of happiness. Also seeing the impact of work which you do on ground now, what difference it makes in an individual's life. That's also a very motivating factor for me. And I'm a very optimistic individual when I say this, that a hope that one day the small efforts of me is going to make some difference. So I guess these are the few pointers which keep me motivated to work in this sector.
Awesome.
Oh, nice. So yeah, this is a really interesting conversation, and let's play something with, this is a rapid fire round. Okay. So Pratik, now yeah. as I say, okay, Pratik, now as I say these words, tell me what is that first thing that comes to your mind, okay? So, waste.
Waste. I immediately like the one thing, it's plastic that comes into my mind. Because I see it.
So, you just have to say one word, not explanation.
Okay. All right.
Because we are already, okay, because already we are asking now question answer, so one word.
So it's plastic.
Now you, yeah, okay. So now Bhushan, you have to tell me, okay? Sanitation.
Basic human right.
Oh, podcast.
Sustainability 101. No
yeah, there you go, my friend.
Oh, goals.
Sustainable development goals. What else?
And boss.
Difficult one. Source of learning, I would say. Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
That's good.
Amazing. Amazing.
Good.
Amazing. Yeah. So let's wrap up over here. Last two questions. So people feel that a career in a social sector is not that rewarding. True or false?
I would say false. Matlab, so I really don't know. But I actually also don't want to sound so philosophical, but this reward word can mean different for different people. So the satisfaction and happiness which you get working in the social sector, believe me, it's a very precious reward, at least for me. And I have seen people leaving their very high-paying jobs for this particular piece of happiness. Mm. And if you're talking specifically about monetary reward, then it might be true for initial few years of your career, but believe me, it will get compensated with increasing years of experience. So I don't feel it's true.
Okay, it was a pleasure having you. And we learned that first, you have to take risk in order to achieve something. The lesson we learned in the whole episode. Second, networking is the key. Third, if you decide to work on yourself, you actually don't need idols and you don't need footprints because you make your own path. And Pratik, what is your learning from this episode?
Yeah, and what I've learned is, like, you know, you should hope for the things that the things are eventually going to get better, and you have to stay consistent towards it, no matter like people are going to call you out names or something like that. Just stick to your path. And also there's this sentence which I like, you know, apply everyone, and which I say to everyone, that like Bhushan mentioned about networking, I usually say your network is your net worth. So
yeah. Oh, amazing. Sure, inspiring and beautiful as always.
Yes. All right, so I guess we had an amazing interview with Bhushan, and hope you guys enjoyed this conversation. We are going to continue to bring such amazing guests to inspire you and to make you aware of the new concepts on sustainability. Do write to us on sustainability101podcast@gmail.com with your feedback and with all the questions you have. You can also follow us on Instagram. We go by the name _sustainability101. Wherein we post updates about our next episodes, about our guests. So you guys make sure to follow it. And until next time, stay safe.
Stay healthy, wear a mask, and make sure you are taking steps towards sustainable options. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Bhushan.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bhushan. Thank you for coming to our podcast.